Okay, get us blood flowing. The cut.
Cut.
Knees.
Knees. David Turney was not raised to do this.
Suicide.
Suicide.
Sakal.
Is that you?
Yep, that's me.
He was born in Keshina on the Menominee Indian Reservation, but as a child, he was not taught how to count to 10 in his own language. He wasn't taught any words in Menominee. Everything he learned was from listening to the elders that still knew the language.
I knew some words, you know, I knew some little phrases. And sometimes I would try to speak, and some of my friends, don't talk like that. We don't need that.
A generation earlier, the U.S. government had forced Indian children into boarding schools where their native language was forbidden.
So you had them boarding school people that were scared to speak the language.
Even today, during important public events like the opening of a Menominee Cultural Museum, the old language is barely used.
Okay, I'd like to get started. Very historic day for the Menominee people.
There's 9,000 Menominee. There's probably 7 fluent speakers, first language speakers, and they're in their late 70s.
That history makes this summer school class on the Menominee language all the more remarkable. David Turney is known to these middle school students as Napoose, his native name.
This grass, this reed grass, long time ago, was used a lot by the Menominee people.
On this day, they've made a field trip to the side of a highway to pick reeds for a class project.
But we used this for many things. One of them was for tying, making ropes.
Napoose was approached by the Green Bay Public School District a few years ago to work as part of the cultural support staff. The district wanted to do a better job of engaging their large population of Native students.
And one of the first things I came across was a misunderstanding in ethics of Native culture. One of the teachers told a kid, you know, look at me when I'm scolding you. And in our culture, that's no-no. You don't look at someone older when they're talking to you. You put your ear to them and you look away. And so they think that they're not paying attention, but that's our culture.
Soon, Napoose was teaching a small language class.
The Mac. The case.
That expanded into this summer school class. Napoose says every student of his has some native blood, but feels little connection with their Menominee heritage.
Overwhelmingly, it was language. I want to learn my language.
But language by itself is not enough.
Culture and language can't be separated.
Which is why this class spent their time with Napoose building a wikium, known in English as a wigwam. Napoose knows what it's like to grow up without a connection to his heritage. He went to high school off-reservation and then joined the Navy.
There was always that thing that about being Indian. Because back in them days, it wasn't good.
By age 40, he was back in Keshina. That's when his mother's cousin came into his life.
He came to me and he was looking for someone to so-called learn our ways. He took me under his wing and started teaching me, formally adopted me as his nephew.
It was this uncle that gave him the name Napoose, which means first rabbit.
You know, he told me, now's the time I'm going to teach you how to teach. So literally his first lesson was about listening. Hun.
Over the years, Napoose had learned bits and pieces of the language, but his uncle was expanding his mission.
And I sat for a long time that day and just listened to him talk about the culture, the ways, the language, how important it is to take what you learn, to share it. He said, it's not for you, it's for everybody.
Napoose knows the Menominee language will never be as widely used as it once was. But that won't stop him from teaching those who want to learn.
As to being too late, maybe, but, you know, let's not focus on that. Let's not focus on what we can do. We all learned something, eh? Hey, waiskiwat.